Brett sent us a story yesterday about some chick that went into a restaurant. Now, in this case, it was a Subway sandwich joint. And she just tore the place up. 35-year-old woman. It was in Anchorage, Alaska. She took off her clothes and started trashing the Subway. Trashing it. Like, literally taking literal crap, spreading it all throughout the restaurant. And then Brett asked the question, if it happened in your favorite restaurant, even though you know they cleaned it top to bottom, could you go back knowing there was crap spread everywhere? And the answer to that is absolutely. If I was there...
Mm-hmm.
If I wasn't there when it happened,
right,
in my brain, like say it was a, you know, I love Villa Osabuco, right? It's very difficult to find a place that makes a great Villa Osabuco. Okay, now if this,
so
was,
if it's at the place, if it's at the place
that my great that makes my great Villa Osabuco, and I wasn't there, I can somehow in my mind justify it. That it was just rumors. You know what I'm saying?
Even like, if it's in the news.
It could be on the news. It could be it's like, they probably wasn't real crap. Or whatever. I could justify
it. I can see your brain reasoning because you walk in and you see, well, other people are eating here.
Right.
They're still in business. Doesn't smell.
If I was there, okay. If I was there,
yeah.
Watching it happen, there's not a chance I can go back.
No way?
Not a chance.
It ruins the whole look of the restaurant. That's all you'll ever remember.
That's all I'll remember is like crap on the walls, and I'll never be able to. I don't care how good the Osabuco is.
That would definitely hurt somebody's business. They would have to like remodel the inside to make everybody feel better, I would think. If you were there, you would have to see it have been remodeled.
In this case, it's the Subway, so the bar is not that high in the first place.
No, I can see that. You just go to another Subway if you want.
I'll tell you what. I don't understand on Long Island people going to Subway. You got a deli every 50 feet to get an actual sandwich. You go to Subway, everything tastes like bologna.
I guess. I mean, they also have other stuff. I mean,
they have sandwiches.
Sweet onion chicken teriyaki, I'm telling you.
But you can get that same thing. You can get that in a deli.
You could. Not that. It's really good. That's not what you get in a deli.
Yeah.
It's just something they happen to have that I think is amazing.
What would you do, bro? Would you be able to go back?
It would take a while. I might give it 6
You're
months.
Right. And that's the other thing, though. That's what the human brain does. You, like, take a while. It fades. You're like, even if they didn't clean it perfectly. It must be cleaned up by now. And it had to affect. I'll go back.
Time heals all poop.
I'm not sure if a restaurant would have 6 months left. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
that's what I mean. If they don't remodel, it'd be tough for customers to walk in there knowing it's somebody.
Yeah.
You know? The guy who cleans the place, clean the place.
Ted would have no problem. Yeah, what's the matter?
It's all cleaned up.
They got yellowtail? I just have a glass of yellowtail. I'll be all right.
It's definitely a mental thing. Because months later, if you can't go back in, that's a mental thing. Because it's totally clean by then.
Like when I see places remodeled, like there's a Dunkin' Donuts near me that just remodeled, I probably won't go in there for a month. Because I think about construction dust.
You let the dust settle and
stuff? Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Let it go away.
So you you won't go to a brand new like a brand new deli opens up by you, right? You won't go in there because you think for the first month there's construction dust flying into everything.
I'll wait.
That's great. I would never even think to go that route. That's great.
It's 6:37. You're dead with the roads.
That's crazy.
6:40. Roger and JP, 102.3 WBAB. We're just talking about the crazy lady in Alaska who went nuts in a Subway and smeared poop all over the place. She was all naked and just running around destroying the joint. And the question Brett, our producer, brought up was, you know, do you ever go back to a restaurant where someone went nuts and smeared poop all over the place? You know, would you ever go back? Brian Metal's got a story. What happened to you, Brian? Go ahead.
I'll tell you. It happened to me once about 35 years ago. I go into a Chinese fast food takeout. We order the food, and the guy had held his kid up and let him pee in the sink.
Oh, no.
I not only did I not eat that food, but I cannot go back to that restaurant. I know exactly where it is. 35 years, never can I go back.
And in the kitchen or in the sink in the bathroom?
The sink in the kitchen. I was watching over the counter. I'm like, what the heck? I can't believe
that's how they make that wonton soup, bro. How do you think they get that so good?
Man, I could see. So there's a good example of just the mental part of it, the mental imagery. He can't go back. It's been decades.
How many years did he say?
35.
Yes.
He's not going back. It's 6:42. Roger and JP, 102.3 WBAB. Time for the stuff you need to have Thursday. There's the first one from Motley Crue, 6:46.
See the way I added backups right there?
Oh, it was wonderful.
Stellar.
Joe, who went with us to Vegas during Manuary last year, Super Bowl weekend, has apparently a restaurant story. We're talking about the lady in Alaska who went crazy in a subway, took off all her clothes, and just went nuts, destroying the place, throwing poop all over the place. Could you ever walk back in a restaurant when that happens?
Smearing.
She didn't just throw it. After a smearing.
It was like, I had a handful, just went, and it went all across the wall.
There's all sorts of reasons maybe you won't go back. Here's Joe. What do you got, Joe?
I got a crazy restaurant story. We had a favorite place in Coney Island that our family used to go to for years. And one of our relatives passed away. We're there for the funeral afterwards. There's about 30 people sitting down for dinner. And we're just about to eat, and a rat runs across the table.
Oh, on the table?
On the table. The waiter scoops it up with a cloth napkin like it was nothing and expect us all to stay there. They would start a sermon, then we all got up and walked out.
It's not even like it ran along the wall and you could ignore that it even happened. Yeah. It was on the table.
On the table, like the thing stopped in the middle of the table. The waiter grabbed it with a friggin' cloth napkin.
Thanks, Joe. That's great. 30 people. 30 people. A table of 30 just walked out the door. And here's how you know it wasn't that waiter's first rodeo. He just scooped it up
right
on the first shot. He didn't go, He shook right up. No way, bro.
And if the rat doesn't run across the table, 30 people are eating there and they're happy to be eating there. You don't know what goes on.
Correct. Correct.
So the restaurant guy's like, oh, that's just bad luck.
That's why, you know... Those letter grades, when you go into Manhattan, those letter grades.
Oh, for cleanliness, yeah.
I'm telling you, I might give you a B. If you can't score at least a B, I ain't going in.
102.3 WBAB Double Shot Thursday. Roger, JP. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP. Double Shot Thursday from Motley Crue. 652, sunny and 65 degrees today. All right, I'll get one more story in here. The lady in Alaska who went crazy in the subway and smeared poop everywhere in the store and, like, destroyed the store. It just, you know, if you think about it, and Brett raised the question, you know, if you would ever go back in a restaurant, your favorite restaurant, if that happened there. You know, I thought there was a shot, but the more I think about it, you know what? It mentally is so difficult to get over, I don't think I could go back.
Remember just a couple of minutes ago, I said, like, if I'm in the city, I look for if I'm going to go into a restaurant or going to go grab something to eat, I look for that letter grade outside.
Right.
And I said, I'll let you get a B. Mm-hmm. If you can't get a B, then I'm not going to your place.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know what gets to slide. When you go from an A to a B, like what gets
you
to
slide? You probably don't really mean you give them a B.
Is it like
you
an
probably
A,
don't mean that.
A is like a half a dozen cockroaches seen, and B is like two dozen.
See, I think of A as it's crystal clean, and they really do a great job.
I would like,
and I'm probably wrong.
I would like to think that, but I don't. What, Ted?
I know King Yum, my karaoke place, didn't get an A, and it had to do with the fact that there were certain types of bugs found on the floor in the kitchen.
So what'd they get?
So they would get a B. And then, but there's some politics involved with all those grades, too.
Somebody's not getting an envelope?
Yeah, you know what I mean? So
still, do you want to be in the place where they give the envelope? That means they have to, because they're trying to get an A while they have a C.
What world do you live in? They're all giving envelopes.
And they never just post a big F on the thing, either. They just close the place down.
They close the place down.
Which has happened there twice.
Didn't that happen to the Carnegie Deli or one of those delis in Manhattan? They got shut down.
Probably did, yeah. I know my place got shut down twice.
King Yum?
And you still ate there.
Yeah, I haven't eaten there in a while, but they're...
He drinks there, though.
It's still rolling.
Here's the last story. Go ahead, Eric. What do you got?
Hey, Roger. JP, Eric from East Islip.
Hey, Eric, what do you got?
I got a good restaurant story. There used to be a restaurant in East Islip called the House of Moy. Across from Walbaum's, it's a different restaurant now.
Okay.
But back in the 80s, we all used to go there to get zombies before we went out drinking. And the zombies had, like, cherries and little orange slices.
Right.
And it was about 12 of us, six guys, six girls. Well, the girls would suck on the fruit and then put it back in the drinks and, you know, not eat them. After we turned the drinks in, Hop Singh would take the fruit and put it back into the fruit dispenser.
Oh, that's great.
We never went there again.
Yeah, no, I don't think you would.
That's another one that they did it there.
Yeah,
if you get the Boca Locos, the coconuts, they reuse them.
The coconuts themselves?
Yeah, so everybody drinks, you know, you drink out of that, but then, they reuse them. Yeah.
What?
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, that's what most places
those
do.
Those are real coconuts?
You knew that, and you kept on going?
Yeah, most places do that, honestly.
He just never got the Boca Loco.
Are they real coconuts?
Yeah, oh yeah.
With still coconut meat inside?
Boca Loco.
And there's still coconut meat inside?
I don't know if there was any, there's no meat in there, no.
Oh, okay, but it's just a shell.
They reuse them. Well, I think most places do that.
They can wash them.
No, dude, this guy's like, the girls are sucking on the cherries, putting them back in the plate, and then they're taking the cherries and putting them back in the cherry jar. I mean, that's...
Hey, look, nothing happens.
Right, what you don't know won't hurt you. That's the thing.
I guess
these places do a lot of things.
Real nasty.
If you don't know about it, you don't see it in front of you.
Yeah, this kind of stuff makes me want to never leave the house.
Right. That's true.
Oh.
655. Thanks for the calls.
What if she had, like, herpes? What if they were fooling around and she had, like, something on her lip and she was, like, making like she was tonguing the cherries, like, trying to be all cool and sexy, whatever
and
it is.
And then they threw it back in the
and
cherry
then they
bin.
Threw it back in. Don't I get the herp?
Probably, but you have no idea where it came from.
Right.
That's the thing.
Oh, man.
With that thought in mind, here's Denver the Rose.
In Nassau County, South.